Welcome to New Every Day. It is Thanksgiving. Now, if you're watching from anywhere but America, you're going, what? No, it's American Thanksgiving. And so we are doing a special Thanksgiving episode because what is there more to be thankful for than Sunday football? No, but that's what we are talking about today. We're going to tell you a little bit about Thanksgiving dinner we did here in Canada for some students in our area.
Ooh,
and we're just going to talk about being thankful and what that means and what do we have to be thankful for. So don't go anywhere. Stick around.
This is New Every Day with Jeff Weston and Lawrence Cruz.
Welcome to New Every Day. So glad you're here. I'm Jeff Weston.
And I'm Lawrence Cruz.
And it's Thanksgiving. I know we mentioned that already,
Woo-hoo!
But it's an exciting time. I love Thanksgiving because I love the food. Like, as you can tell, I do enjoy my food.
Sorry. I know what you mean, Hans.
Yeah, I thought about sucking it in, but I'm like, no, I'm sitting on a stool. It's just not going to happen. Well, no, we're talking Thanksgiving today, and you know, if you're watching in Canada, you're going, oh, we did Thanksgiving a couple of weeks ago,
yeah, and yes, guys that's are messing true. Get these guys a calendar.
That's right. But no, we are celebrating Thanksgiving from American Thanksgiving. That is this weekend. And so we wanted to kind of talk about Thanksgiving. And it's kind of, we tied in both between the Canadian Thanksgiving and the American Thanksgiving because at our church, we did a Thanksgiving dinner for some college students. And
yeah.
So you're going to see in just a few minutes what some of the students are thankful for. And so that's a tie-in to the Canadian Thanksgiving, and then we're going to flip over and we're going to talk today on American Thanksgiving. So there you go. We're tying the two countries together, and if you're not in Canada or the U.S. and you're watching and it's not your Thanksgiving, well, then you can just join along for the ride. Now, you're the one who had kind of spearheaded the Thanksgiving that we had at the church.
Well, I was privileged to play a big role in it, for sure. Actually, the backstory on that, Jeff, is for some time, I've wanted to do something to just be kind to the sea of students that's just 2 kilometers down the road.
Sea,
right?
Is a very appropriate word. There's
yeah.
thousands
yeah.
of them.
All kinds of them. And one day, a young lady came up to me and said, you know what? I think it'd be a good idea for us to reach out. And that's all I needed. It's like, okay, you know what? This is God moving in more than just one heart. And so really, from that conversation, we just decided we're going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people in our church, right, rallied.
Yeah.
They went out and bought the turkeys. They cooked the turkeys. They were asking, do you want stuffing? Do you want gravy? It's like potatoes, carrots. And I mean, it was the meal of the century.
Oh, it was a very nice meal. I was hungry the entire night because I'm out front manning the camera and getting, you know, students, you know, perspective on what they're thankful for. And I'm
yeah.
watching all this food go by and I'm like, oh. That looks good.
I mean, it was awesome. Like, I mean, it was the full meal done excellently, home cooked.
Really,
but I mean, everybody went all in.
And even the ambiance.
Well,
like, it wasn't just like, you know, church basement, echoey. Like,
yeah.
There was the white shirt, the black pants.
Yeah.
Like, everybody was looking fancy.
Definitely
fancy.
Not a hunting camp experience.
No, for sure.
As good as that is.
Yes.
And I hear the food is really good on the hunting camp.
Yes, they are.
You know, at the hunting camp. But you're right. It was like a 5-star experience. People dressed in black bottoms, white tops,
mm-hmm.
young people ready to serve. Like, it's like, what? And not ready. They did serve
with
excellence.
Excellence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that was great. What a privilege, Jeff, I had to be able to actually sit down. It's often I'm so honored, and at the church where I serve, and the people allow, hey, Pastor, we'll serve, and you sit down. And so 4 young men who were brand new to the college just down the street, a community college, and they'd only been in the country for 1 month.
Right, because they were international students.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, all of them happened to be from India.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 of the guys were wearing turbans, and which I found interesting I mean, I've seen that all of my life. That's nothing new at all. But to sit down openly, and they were asking me all kinds of questions. Hey, tell us about your country. Tell us about Barry. Tell us about what this thing called Halloween, they had heard about that was coming
okay,
up.
Okay, yeah.
You know, I thought, that's good. I said, hey, they were so, I said, how are you loving the meal? I mean, they're young men. It's like, this is awesome. Can we have some more? And the people come in and serving them more. It was just excellent. I said, tell me about your turban. Is that okay? And they proceeded to tell me all about that, you know. And I had heard that some people don't cut their hair and that they keep on doing that. And apparently that's true, but not everybody does that.
Okay, all right.
And that times are a-changing where two guys didn't have turbans, but two did, and yet they had the same belief system, and so there was just this level of change. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just, I love people, I love being with people, and to hear their story and them to ask me about ours and to be able to serve them and say, hey, I know you might be missing home, but welcome to our country. And they loved it, and I think I loved it even more.
I know that they like the chocolate cake. Like, I don't think there's a single student that had less than 4 rounds of dessert on the chocolate cake.
Well, I'll tell you what. Well, we had plenty of it. But one thing we've learned is that the international students, at least that come our way, they don't fancy pumpkin pie.
Yeah, nobody touched the pumpkin pie.
And who knew? I mean, you would think Thanksgiving, do the pumpkin thing. And it's like, we have learned enough where all that pumpkin pie is just sitting there. We could have been smart and just bought pumpkin.
Yeah, we could have.
We
could have
just had our fridge filled for the rest of the year. Next time I'll be thinking of that. No, we bought apple crumble. And I mean, hey, who doesn't like chocolate? I mean, if you don't, we can pray for you right now.
That's right. But the,
no trouble. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, here we are. I'm just going wild on the food now. It was a great experience. And we had a full class full, I guess you could say, of students that came, and almost all of them brand new to the country.
Yeah. And some of them had never stepped foot in a church before, so that was kind of neat.
Right.
To have them kind of step in and be like, oh, so this is what a church looks like. Okay, it's not as scary. And even some of them have, I think I've seen them back on a Sunday service.
I think that's the truth. And it's amazing what love will do. You know, it's just the love opens the door just to keep on being loving and just sharing life. And if we are people who are here, who are thankful, see what I did there? Thankful and love the Lord, just being who we are and welcome. Oh man, how cool it is. Yeah, it's rewarding to see that other people would respond to that love and keep on coming back.
Right.
And maybe even another meal or two here or there.
Exactly.
I've already been out with some of them.
Oh, that's good.
And it's been great. Yeah, that's been very good.
So yeah, so while they were eating away, I was in the hallway, had the camera set up, and just, you know, as they're coming in and leaving at the end of the day, I'm saying, hey, are you willing to just tell us for a second what it is that you're thankful for? Because we want to get a perspective. And for some of them, they were international students. Some were from Barrie. I think another one was from a couple hours away. So, you know, got broad perspectives, different ages, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, let's take a look and see what our students are thankful for.
Hi, I'm Alex. I'm thankful for friends and family. They really made this possible to have a nice dinner and the opportunity to be here in Canada. So thank you all, and happy Thanksgiving.
Hi, this is Aparam Singh from India. And actually, I came to Canada this year, and it's been a month only I've been here. And I am thankful for everything. Like, my parents have done a lot for me, and they have sent me to such a beautiful country. And talking about the day, this day, it was absolutely amazing to meet such amazing people and to have such a nice dinner. And like, absolutely delighted, and I'm so happy to be here.
My name's Danielle, and this Thanksgiving, I'm grateful for all my friends here at Calvary Church who have let me come into the youth meeting on Sundays, and I'm grateful that, you know, we're also loved by God, and they have the capacity to show that love to everyone who they meet. So thank you guys for being so great.
Hi, my name is Pavik. I'm from India, and I just came to Canada to complete my studies, and I just want to thanks to my parents and my family members to send me over here for new opportunities. And I also want to thank to this team who invited us here for this Thanksgiving dinner. It was really a great time with you guys, and special thanks to Lawrence who addressed us so well and guided us through this culture. Okay, so thank you for everything. We had a great experience here.
I'm Jen,
And I am so thankful for our church community. I think I was really excited about tonight coming for the dinner, and it was so, it thrills me every time when I see so many people just so freely giving of their time and their food.
Yes. And
we should enjoy that too.
Oh yeah.
And it's I love our church family. We are all, they're just amazing. It's great.
I'm Alexia, and I kind of forgot what you're saying. I am very thankful for Jesus, but I'm also thankful for, again, our church community, me coming from like far away and just getting welcomed right away in and feeling like family. And I'm thankful for stuffing now that I know it's not guts. It's really good. And I'm just thankful for everything. Amen.
Are we done?
Yeah, we're done.
Stick around for more from New Every Day.
For a limited time, get your hands on limited edition shirts from the Category 5 TV network. These high-quality shirts are manufactured by Teespring, a fundraising website, and your purchase will help support the shows we produce. Get yours today and send us your pictures to be featured on the corresponding show. Visit cat5.tv/shirts to support us and get your official network shirt today. cat5.tv/shirts.
Welcome back. We are talking Thanksgiving. It is American Thanksgiving this weekend, and so if you're watching from the USA, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
If you're watching from somewhere else in the world that's not celebrating Thanksgiving,
happy Thanksgiving to you.
Exactly. So, you know, I've had the privilege of being in the States now for Thanksgiving twice.
Have you?
And
I will. Are you going to move there now, Jeff?
No. I for some reason feel tied to the snow here in Canada.
Yeah,
although
snow.
I suppose there are some states
might
that
have
snow.
Something to do with the fact your wife lives here.
Well, that's
a good
right.
thing.
Yeah, but you know, it was West Virginia where I was visiting with some friends there in a beautiful, beautiful area. But one of the things I loved is that when it comes to Thanksgiving down there, and maybe this isn't the case with every family, but the family came from everywhere.
Oh, is that
you know,
right?
Like for us, it's like, oh, we're 3 hours away. We're not going to make it. You know, for this celebration down there, it's like, oh yeah, we're from Oklahoma. We're just going to drive over here to Pennsylvania. We're going to go, you know, and it's like they're all coming in, spending hours and hours and hours on the road. And it was really neat to see the family perspective.
Really?
As a Thanksgiving down there. And, you know, the whole culture of watching the football, and they were all around the TV and, you know, giving the pot shots to each other. And, oh, did you see what your guy did? Yeah, he dropped the ball. That's why my team's going to win. And it was a lot of fun, but I really enjoyed it. But it was so neat. Is just truly how thankful they are.
Yeah.
And I find sometimes here in Canada, I've noticed that some families, it's just about getting together and that's it. But when I was down with my friends in West Virginia, for them it was, they stopped and they said, okay, every one of you, what is it that you're thankful for? And it was so neat to go around this table of 25 people and hear what every person is thankful for, different perspectives. And, you know, from those who are Christians, those who are not. And it was really, really neat to hear kind of that heartfelt thought of, yeah, you know, this is what I've gone through this year, and this is what I'm thankful for, you know, and God's taken care of me this way.
Really?
Yeah, and it was really, really cool. I truly enjoyed it. It was one of the highlights of being in the States for me is that
Boy,
Thanksgiving.
That's a cool experience. I mean, mm-hmm. Hey, we're not under... No illusions here. I guarantee you that's not happening at every table.
Well, exactly, yeah.
But boy, that's a great experience to be part of.
Yeah, it really was.
What did it stir something in you, Jeff, you think? Or?
I don't know if it really stirred anything, but it was just kind of nice to see genuine thankfulness.
Yeah.
Especially in today's culture where it's hustle and bustle and it's about, you know, how can I stab you in the back to get ahead in life? At least, you know, in major cities, that's kind of how it can feel.
Yeah.
But it was neat to just have everybody stop and go, it doesn't matter what's happening, this is what I'm thankful for. And they focused on the positive.
Yeah.
And, you know, the patriarch of the family, she was, the mother, she's down there and she's like, you know, born and raised in the church. And everything was about God and so thankful. And even the tough times in life, she sat there and said, you know, but I'm thankful for God carrying me through. And like, there was no negativity to the bad situations in life, you know, and they had lost a family member and she's like, you know, they weren't saved, but I'm so thankful that for the time that I had even just to talk to them about Christ and the influence that they've had in my life. And this is the way that, you know, God's directed their, like, everything was about, you know, how God had was in everything within her life. And it was really neat to see.
That was a choice.
It really was, yeah.
To give emphasis to those things that they're thankful for.
Yeah, it was really, really just inspiring.
Actually, that's very cool. I'm inspired as I hear you share about it. Like, I mean, I wasn't there, but right, my imagination takes over. I can picture this individual and giving thanks. And while you're speaking to me, a favorite verse of mine comes to my mind. And I happen to have it posted in our home, but it's Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8. And it says, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Hmm. Well, man.
That's exactly what she was.
And well, that's, I'm listening to you thinking, this is what this gal is doing.
Yeah.
And make no mistake about it, Jeff, I put that verse on my wall in a place where I would see it regularly. And I did that on purpose because I live the reality of not thinking about everything
right.
That's good.
Yes.
And it just weighs me down. And I thought, Lord, you're telling me something good. I want to remind myself of the truth of your word that encourages me to think about good things, lovely, excellent, praiseworthy, admirable, true, noble. Like, there's something good that happens inside of me, and even without, you know, around me as well, when I start to think about things that are good.
Yeah.
You find
sure.
that too?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And so God said that for a reason. And so it's just, this is a good show to be part of. Like,
I'm feeling, to be thankful for.
Yeah, I'm thankful even right now. It's good. I'm feeling the love, man.
That's good. You know, it's funny. You're talking about your, you know, the scripture you've got up on the wall, and one that my wife and I have up on the wall at home, and it's kind of become like our life verse. Mm. And I think I've mentioned it on a show in the past, but it's Jeremiah 29, 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And a lot of times that's where people stop. But I love the next verse. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. And what I love about that scripture, it totally fits in with Thanksgiving. God has a plan for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good plan. And even sometimes when we go through not so good things, it's all part of that plan.
Oh man, you know? Are we sure? Yeah,
well,
that's a good word.
Okay,
man.
So I would.
I agree. I'm just like, wow. Hey, Lawrence, just a second. Hear what the preacher's saying. Oh.
And I think you know, so often you hear the question, you know, why is it that good thing or bad things happen to good people? And it's like, okay, well, I'm pretty sure Jesus got pulverized and crucified on a cross. That's not a great thing, but the good that came out of that, we now have eternity in heaven. Like, even with those plans that God has for us to carry us through those dark moments in our life, He's got it all figured out.
Wow, Jeff, that's a good word, man.
So there's always something to be thankful for, even if it's nothing less than the gift of salvation and eternity in heaven. You know, and as we're here talking about Thanksgiving, I think it doesn't matter what you're going through. And it doesn't matter the good or the bad. There is something to be thankful for.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the gift of salvation. And the fact that God's got it all under control.
Well, you brought up this verse. Well, I'm thinking of a verse, who for the joy set before him, Jesus Christ, endured the cross, that hardship.
Yes.
But he knew that there was a bigger picture, and he was going to be willing to participate in something that he didn't like as much because there was a bigger picture of head, namely the salvation of Jeff, of Lawrence, many of you watching, perhaps you don't know the Lord yet as your Savior. Jesus died for you. He did it willingly. He endured a brutal cross because he knew he had thanks in his own heart towards his father that there was a plan much bigger than his own suffering. And he chose willingly to participate in that in order that we would know salvation. If you don't know him yet, why don't you reach out and just say, God, thank you for what you did for me. Would you cleanse me of all my sins? That's all you need to do. As long as it's from your heart, I promise you, if you reach out to God, he knows what you're thinking. He knows your heart, and he'll come and cleanse you. Oh, you talk about Thanksgiving. What a Thanksgiving weekend Indeed. That would be.
Yeah.
When one knows what it is to have all of their sins forgiven them, the weight of sin taken off of you because it was once put upon Jesus, who willingly went there. Right? Even though he was agonizing with sweat drops of blood, Father, if there's another way, but there is, your plan is what I willingly submit to because I'm thankful that you have a plan that's going to save everybody who will call upon the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's a perspective.
Indeed.
Praise the Lord. That's what I hear you talking about.
Yep.
Okay? Even when things aren't the best, there's so many other things that we can be thankful for. And when we think about it, it's enough to change the atmosphere, isn't it?
It really, really is.
Yeah.
And it's all about that perspective. And so as we celebrate this Thanksgiving, this American Thanksgiving, truly think about what it is that God has done in your life, whether you know him or not. He's had an impact on your life.
Yeah.
And there are things to be thankful for. And if there was a takeaway, that would be it.
To be thankful for.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's always something to be thankful for. Yeah. And those people did it right that you were with in the States. They gathered together on purpose to recount of those things.
Yes.
Hear the word of the Lord. Psalm 100, verse 4. Actually, I had to memorize this in 1986, as a matter of fact.
I don't think I was talking in that.
Yeah, you remember? Enter his gates with thanksgiving and go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. Yeah, okay. Which part of that don't you understand, Lauren? I got it. That's right. Be thankful. Give him praise. Enter. This is how God invites us to come to him. Did you hear that? He invites us to come to him. I love that. He's not some deistic, faraway God. No, he says, hey, how you doing? What's going on? Come on in. And when you do, how about entering into my presence with thanks and praise? I said, I can do that.
Yep.
Easy
exactly.
to do. Oh, it's a good one. There's one more too, Jeff. The Lord, this is Psalm 28, verse 7. It says, the Lord is my strength and shield. I trust him with all my heart. Can you say that with the psalmist? I can today.
So can I.
Yeah, I trust him with all my heart. He helps me, and my heart is filled with joy. I burst out in songs of thanksgiving. Psalm 28, verse 7. Boy, that's a good one too, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's not just... I mean, it's clear you can hear the psalmist's heart in that one. It's not just a one day a year Thanksgiving. It's every day.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing that an entire nation comes on purpose to celebrate the theme of Thanksgiving. Boy, I think it is something that we could do every day of the year.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's
absolutely
good.
Well, we're out of time, and football is going to be coming on in a little bit.
So. Go Patriots. Oh, did I say that?
Ah, you're one of those, right? Okay, all right, I understand. All right, fair enough. All right. Well, that's it. That's all the time we got for. You enjoy your food, get absolutely stuffed, and enjoy the football or whatever it is that you decide to do to celebrate today. And have a wonderful week. We'll see you next week.
Gobble, gobble.
Catch a new episode of New Every Day every Friday morning at neweveryday.tv. We're also on Roku, Kodi, Plex, YouTube, Google Play Music Podcasts, and Facebook. Or if you're in Southern California, tune in every Sunday morning at 6:30 on KBVB-TV Channel 33, television for the high desert.